Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this broadcast today as we face the issues. We're talking about Christmas and pondering Christmas. We've thought just very briefly without any in-depth theological study on the subject of Christmas in relationship to the prophecy of Christmas and then the perplexity of Christmas, where Mary and Joseph were both perplexed over what was taking place in their lives that God was doing in and through them as Jesus Christ coming into the world as Savior for our sins. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about the pondering of Christmas, the pondering of the first Christmas, as I call it, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you right through to our studios and right to the microphones so that we can hear your ponderings. What is it that you think about Christmas? We'd love to hear from you. This broadcast today is dedicated to you, our listeners, that you might be able to express your thoughts and your sincere feelings in relationship to who Jesus Christ is. Dr. Phelps, when I think about the text in Luke 2:19 where it says, "But Mary kept all these things in her heart and pondered them," kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. While the shepherds had arrived, ladies and gentlemen, the setting of that in Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, the setting of that, the shepherds have been notified. They've been told as they're in the fields watching their flock by night. The angel has announced to them the birth of Yeshua Messiah, the Savior, Jesus Christ, God's Son, has come into the world. And they went hurriedly to find the Lord Jesus Christ, and they saw Mary and Jesus, and they were excited about it. They were became the first witnesses to tell everybody a Savior's born. But one of the things, Dr. Phelps, it's always been so unique to me. I like to do word studies in the study of the Scripture and the proclamation of the Word of God. And I believe every word, every verse, and every word has expression and meaning and relevance, either God or God would not have put it there. And so you'd see the term pondering. It means to meditate upon, means to analyze, to think about. And so the Scripture says that Mary pondered all of these things in her heart. So, Dr. Phelps, I want to think for just a second for the benefit of our listeners. And the Bible does not tell us what she pondered, but I like to analyze it and think about what is it she could have been pondering and thinking. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as I think about this verbally for us today, I want you to ponder this Christmas. Christmas is past. I want you to ponder what this Christmas means to you. And in pondering that, call in 831-0917, 831-0917. Let our listeners know what it is that you're thinking about Christmas. But as Mary pondered that first Christmas, what was she pondering? I believe, Dr. Phelps, she was pondering the announcement that she had received from Gabriel, that she was going to have a son and that he would be Jesus. And I think she was pondering the decree from the governor that caused Mary and Joseph to have to go to the city of David to be taxed, as all of the citizens of that day were doing, for the registration for taxation. I believe she was also pondering, ladies and gentlemen, that 80-mile ride uphill on a donkey's back, that rugged ride on a donkey's back to get to that journey. It was approximately 80 miles, according to biblical geography, and looking at the landscape of that era. I believe she was pondering that. I believe, Dr. Phelps, she was pondering the discovery that there was no room in the inn. I believe she was pondering just how God had miraculously worked through her life and Joseph's life to bring them to that point and then get there and find that there's no room for them in the inn. I believe she was pondering the fact that there in an animal stable where Jesus, God's Son, the creator controller of the universe, was born. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, she was pondering the visit by the shepherds and all the excitement around the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe she was pondering all of those things in her heart as she was seeing and hearing these things take place, just meditating on them and pondering them. As some would call it, just savoring the moments that she was experiencing. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comment, please. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Papa.
Hey, who is this?
Melody.
Melody? Thank you, Melody, for calling. Tell us about it's Christmas and who Jesus is. And by the way, You're up in cold country. It's a little warmer here, but I'm thankful that you've taken time to call, and let's talk about Christmas on the air. Melody, would you tell our listeners about Jesus, who he is, what he means to you?
Sure.
Okay. Talk to us.
Just be something to me.
Now, Melody, I know that you know who Jesus is. You've invited him to come into your heart. Tell our listeners just who is Jesus?
Jesus is God's son, and he came down to earth to save us from our sins.
That is right. And you've already invited Jesus to come into your heart, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
And has he saved you?
Yes.
Very good. Well, tell us, Melody, why do we celebrate Christmas? What is Christmas about? Is it just a time to eat, or is it a special time where we think about what Jesus is and what he's done for us?
It's a special time when we think about who Jesus is and what he's done for us and when he came down to the earth.
Very good, yes. And Melody, I know that Christmas is meaningful to you as we celebrate Christmas. Why do we give gifts to each other at Christmas time?
Because God gave us the greatest gift of all, of Jesus.
You're exactly right. And there's no way we can outgive God, can we?
No.
That's right. And so the first thing that God wants from us is the greatest gift we can give him is our life, our living, and surrender our lives unto him as Savior. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, Melody, listen, I am so thankful that you took time to call and to let our listeners know, a lot of people are listening, to let them know, what would you like to say to the people that's listening? Let's just pretend that you're in your Sunday school class and you're talking with them. What would you like to tell them about Jesus and how they can know Jesus? What does a person need to do, Melody, to be saved? What does a person need to do to have a personal relationship with Jesus?
Well, they need to accept him and know that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and they need to pray, and they need to ask Jesus to forgive their sins.
Yes, very good. Well, I pray that many people have heard you today, and I pray that there's some out there that perhaps has never invited Jesus to come into their hearts, that as a result of what you're saying would cause them to also say yes to Jesus as Savior and as Lord. Melody, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to seeing you for Christmas, and you have a blessed day. Hug Mommy and Daddy for us all, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about pondering Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you? Have you had a special Christmas in yesteryear that you would like to think about and ponder? Is there something about this Christmas that's unique and different that you're pondering of Christmas? We're talking about the fact that we've seen not only the prophecy of the first Christmas and the perplexity of the first Christmas, but we're talking about the pondering of the first Christmas. Dr. Phelps, would you like to share some thoughts about pondering the first Christmas and something from the Scripture as to what we need to understand about the celebration of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he means to us and what others need to do to have him as Savior and as Lord in their lives also?
When the Scriptures tell us in Luke chapter 2 that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, I think she was considering the words of the shepherds and the events that had transpired up to that point. And I believe that she was just simply in excitement and exuberance.
Yes.
As she thought about that, when she had visited with her cousin Elizabeth, I'm sure that she was really happy to report to her what had happened to her, and how that God had blessed her, and God had allowed her to be the mother of the Messiah.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to call our attention to in the text of Luke chapter 1, when the angel spoke to Mary and told her about the one she would give birth to, the Holy Child Jesus, in verse 35, she was thinking about that, I'm sure. What child is this that I'm going to give birth to?
Amen. His name is Jesus.
That's a wonderful thing, because when the angel said that holy thing, I understand that to mean Holy One.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, Jesus in the scriptures is called the Holy One. In Peter's sermon, Acts chapter 3, when he was preaching, he spoke to those people in his day who had rejected him. And they said, "You denied the Holy One."
Yes.
And you allowed the other man, the guilty man, to be set free. Barabbas was set free, but Jesus was taken out and crucified. The just one was crucified. And so what we can say here in Luke 1:35 is that Jesus is that Holy One. He's virgin born and very God.
Amen.
He's the God-man.
Yes. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for the broadcast. And to me, Christmas, I celebrate it. It's when God came to earth in the form of a man, and he brought with him salvation. Before that, we had the law, which doesn't save anybody. But to me, it's when salvation came to earth. And I just thank him. Every Christmas, I think about him. But I'm also saddened by how he was treated and how his visit has been so twisted around to where now people are ashamed that he came. I know I went to a large department store to buy some Christmas cards, and I found a lot of them talks about happy holidays and the seasons and such, but to find a true Christmas card, it's getting harder and harder. But he did tell us that deception would be rampant, that these days would come. So I'm not amazed. I'm not perplexed. I just know I've read what he said, and I believe it. But
Amen.
I do know that he came to bring eternal salvation to me and to you and to listeners that believe. And I just rejoice in that. I do.
Amen.
And I thank you for the wonderful broadcast.
Thank you so much for that call. Thank you for the words of encouragement. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. Jesus came into the world, and the world rejected him then, and the world rejects him today. But we're thankful that we can celebrate this Christmas and praise him for his first coming. I call it the celebration of the first Christmas, and I'm thankful for that, that we can celebrate Christmas year in and year out because of the first Christmas when Christ came as Savior of the world. And ladies and gentlemen, that same Christ, that same Jesus that has saved me can save you. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, why not today? Why not now? Why not make this Christmas special in your acknowledging him as Lord and Savior in your life? You can do so by just simply saying, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Save me. Help me to live for you because you died for me." Dr. Phelps, we're talking about that excitement that Mary had and that pondering in her heart, that savoring the moment. And I believe that's what God would have us to do each Christmas in particular. A lot of folks get caught up and involved in the world and the world's pleasures. Many people celebrate Christmas in a drunken bash. A number of people celebrate Christmas just with one office party after the other. Multitudes celebrate Christmas and think Christmas is just the gifts that are being given. Look at Christmas just simply as a time for the beautiful lights. And lights and gifts and exchanging of gifts and the celebration and the joy is all part of, should be part of, the celebration for the Christmas, for the Christian in the Christmas season. So I'm prayerful, ladies and gentlemen, that you're celebrating Christmas in the right spirit and honoring Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As our caller just said, he came into the world to save sinners such as you and such as me. He came into the world, when Christ came into the world, he changed the clock. He changed the calendar. He changed the world. And all of history before his coming pointed to his coming. All of history after his coming is pointing to his coming and his coming again. Dr. Phelps, what else would you like to share about the pondering of Christmas today?
One other thing I believe that Mary thought about there was how that God was in this.
Yes.
In this prediction and in the promise and in the birth of Christ. When I read Luke chapter 1 and verse 35, I'm reminded that the Trinity, what we call the Trinity, mm-hmm. or may I use the word Godhead. The word Godhead is a word we found in the Bible, Romans 1:20 and elsewhere, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10. But the word Godhead means to me that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were involved in this virgin birth. The Godhead was involved when Jesus came into our world. See, in verse 32, there's a mention of the highest, and I said earlier, that's referring to the Most High God, God of the Bible, God the Father. In verse 35, you have the Son of God mentioned, who's to be born. And Mary was told that the way that this birth would take place is through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And so we have God the Father involved, God the Son involved, he's born, and the Holy Spirit bringing this about. So I'm so thankful that what we see here is the plan of God, the great plan of God to bring salvation, involved all of the Trinity, the Godhead.
Yes. Wonderful thought, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you can dial 831-0917. 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone call gets you straight through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can discuss the pondering of Christmas together. And that's what we're doing today, pondering Christmas. This Christmas season, this Christmas, as we celebrate Christmas, it's the Christ of Christmas. He's not the old man upstairs. He's not one that just ponders the condition of man. Jesus Christ is born King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the creator, controller of this universe. And just as we talked about with Luke chapter 2, verse 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She was pondering all of the events leading up to that moment, leading up to the birth of Jesus, and with the shepherds coming in. She was savoring the moment. What are some of the moments in Christmas present, in Christmas past, that you're savoring, that you're pondering, that you're looking back and celebrating in your mind, or that you're presently celebrating in this Christmas? I pray that you're doing that. We need to embrace these Christmas times together with our families, with our friends, and especially with those Christians that are around us. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Dr. Gene Youngblood. This is
yes.
Miss Jean calling from Portland, Oregon.
Miss Jean, how are you?
I am fine. And some of the things that Christmas means to me is, dear old friends, as we are with the Youngblood family, and
less than 100 years now, isn't it?
Well, almost.
Almost. It is so good to hear your voice. I pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. Share with us some thoughts, Miss Jean, that we've always known you as Miss Jean. That's a benevolent term that we enjoy using. Share with our listeners what Christmas means to you and something that's special that you ponder in your heart about Christmas.
Well, Christmas is, of course, about the birth of our baby Jesus, and it brings to mind celebrations with friends. It also, you know, is that that's our Savior. And it points me toward Resurrection Day.
Yes.
Whereby with his raising, we also can be raised and live with him forever.
Yes, absolutely. Well, tell our listeners, Miss Jean, something about, do you have a Christmas, and I know this may be putting you on the spot, is there a particular Christmas in history past in your life that you have savored, that you pondered, and that you cherish those events and the surroundings of it? Or is there something about this Christmas that you cherish, that you're pondering, and you're savoring about this Christmas season? I believe that's something that our listeners need to understand, that as we savor and ponder Christmas, as Mary pondered and savored that first Christmas, the coming of Christ, I believe it is so imperative for Christians today not to just allow Christmas to be a holiday, but a holy day, a time of celebration of who Jesus Christ really is. Share with our listeners about that.
Well, you know, that is so special. I'm speechless at the moment just thinking about it. What a precious gift. And a gift is no good unless you open it and receive it. And I think that, you know, it's my joy to be able to tell people that. And, you know, maybe they've not even thought of that. But
is that Jesus is a gift to the world, but a gift is not a gift until received. A gift is not a gift until accepted. And so, just as you have just stated, it causes me to think and challenge our listeners, Jesus Christ is the gift for the world to save us from our sins. But that gift must be received. That gift must be accepted. And so that's our prayer for those that are listening today, that they would say yes to the gift of eternal life.
Absolutely.
I am so thankful for you and for your family. And Miss Jean, as we think of you, we cherish the memory and the recollection of Christmases together in years gone by. And I'm prayerful that you'll have a blessed Christmas with you and your family, even this Christmas. And so thank you so much for taking the time to call us and to share the blessings of Christmas and your sweet spirit as we talk about Christmas today.
Well, now that you've made me cry. yes, God's richest blessings to you and yours this now and in the new year.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, thank you. May you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of a dear friend of ours who's a member in our church for many, many years, and now is on the extreme coast out in Oregon. And so I pray that you'll pray for her as she continues to love the Lord and to serve Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have a special savoring, a special pondering of this Christmas, a Christmas's past, that you'd like to share with our listeners today. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Dr. Phelps, it's always good to hear from those that are of the faith and in the faith that love the Lord and want to share expressions of pondering Christmas. What else do you have to say to us from the Scripture in relationship to this thought today of pondering Christmas, pondering the first Christmas in particular, and what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why He's come into the world, and what we should do today in celebration of Christmas?
One of the things I believe that Mary was thinking about was what the shepherds had come to tell. You see, she wasn't there when the shepherds spoke to them, but the shepherds told her and others what the angels had told them.
Yes.
And so one of the things I believe is found in Luke 2:11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Yes, and she was savoring the fact that here she is, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yeah,
and He's come into the world to be the Savior of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow has for us. And so this Christmas celebration, ponder it, savor it, cherish it. And let others know what Jesus means to you. Ladies and gentlemen, as we ponder this Christmas, may you share the same rich joy and blessing and fellowship with family and with other Christians. Dr. Phelps, we've got just 2 or 3 minutes left on the broadcast today, but we've talked very briefly and kind of loosely we've tied together the prophecy of the first Christmas and the perplexity of the first Christmas and the pondering of the first Christmas. But there's a final touch, a final footnote that I believe we need to add to this broadcast today. And that is the power of Christmas, the power of Christmas, where you see it's the power of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that can save us from our sins. So Dr. Phelps, speak for the next minute or two on the power of Christmas, that is the Christ of Christmas. What can Christ do for those listeners today? What do we need to do to say yes to Jesus? What is the outreach that we would like to leave our listeners with today about the power of Christ in the first Christmas and in all Christmases as we celebrate this Christmas? Think about the power of Jesus Christ.
The scriptures tell us, as I said a moment ago, that Jesus came to be the Savior. And the word Savior is a word that we read about quite often in the scriptures. A Savior for those who believe. Jesus, it was said to be the Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's more than just a babe in Bethlehem. He's more than just a figure in history, but he is the central figure,
yes,
of the virgin birth, none other than Jesus. He is the center of the hope of salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that it's been a blessing to you as we have celebrated this Christmas together. I pray that you will say yes to Jesus Christ, and may you have a Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and may you look forward to celebrating Christmas after Christmas, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ as Savior. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.